commercial running right now with Tiger Woods listening to all the commentators over the last few years who said that Tiger should quit, he should give up, he should his career is over. Did you see that one?
Yes, yeah. It was awesome.
And then he just looks up and he smiles because Tiger's back. And we wanted to talk about that recovery, that victory, and what it really has meant, the road to recovery after so many different surgeries. Dr. Sue joins us on the line. He is a orthopedic surgeon at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. And you and your experience with athletes are also surprised, aren't you, doctor?
Yeah, thank you very much for having me, Patty. Absolutely. I've been following Tiger's story for many years now, and I've gotten a lot of questions over the past few years regarding his recovery, and there's no question that this is an amazing story from a medical perspective. We know that professional athletes can come back to return to play after a spine fusion, but it's not very common. And in many different sports, such as football, we know of a couple of folks who have been able to have successful careers. But golf is a completely different sport in the sense that these players need to swing a club thousands of times a day, hundreds of days out of a year. And each time you swing, you put a lot of pressure on the discs. There's a lot of rotational forces, and that leads to breakdown, that leads to pain. And up until his case, I had not known of a single PGA player who have successfully returned to play at that level after a lumbar fusion, let alone win one of the biggest tournaments that we have in golf today.
Are you looking to see, like, find out what his return, you know, what that recovery process was like? You know, maybe the things he did along the way. I mean, what could it be attributed to? I mean, not just obviously the genetic makeup, his level of health before he needed to have the surgery. What are the kinds of the things that you'll look at going forward?
When you deal with professional athletes, there's no question that their inherent ability to become an athlete comes into play, meaning that the better someone is at their sport or at their craft, the more likely they can succeed at a level, even if a certain medical procedure robs them of some type of a skill that they had before. So clearly, if you had a lot of reserve and poor skill, it's a lot more likely that you'll get back to a certain level. And clearly, he's one of the best golfers to ever play the game. So if anybody would do it, it would be him. It is very important to have a good rehabilitative protocol after spine fusion surgery. It's important to do things in a systematic manner so that you don't screw something up, you know, along the way. And the core strength program for any patient, let alone professional athlete, is very important in the success of how someone or a patient can succeed at whatever they would want to do. So yes, there's no question, Patty, that the rehabilitative protocol is important. But in my opinion, it really comes down to someone's athletic ability and whether or not they can overcome the things that happen during surgery.
Because the range of motion it can change significantly. I mentioned in an email to you that my son Declan had spinal fusion surgery last summer with Dr. Grayhack, as a matter of fact. With
great lawyers. Guy. Great
yeah.
surgeon.
Incredible. Yeah. Absolutely incredible. So there were two titanium rods that were fused to his spine, pretty much just below his neck, all the way down to where, you know, almost his hips. How much of a fusion did Tiger Woods have? How long would that be? Because I'm reading L5 and S1 vertebrae, but I'm not sure what that would look like.
Yeah, so his procedure is a lot different than your son's in the sense that it was only at one level, and it is at the most bottom level or the lowest level that you have in the lumbar spine. And that level does not have a lot of range of motion to begin with, meaning that if you have a fusion at that particular segment, you would probably not notice a lot of difference in the type of movement or the type of flexibility that you would have. And that goes, again, for general patients as well as professional athletes. So fortunately for him, he likely did not feel a difference in the amount of rotation that he could have after the single-level fusion at L5-S1. When you have a fusion, though, you're going to be sore and stiff probably a little more than someone who doesn't have a fusion, and he certainly said that on Sunday after his match. So that's not surprising. But yeah, for him, it's a lot different to have a single level fusion versus having your neck fused all the way down to your spine, so that you can sit up straight and that sort of thing.
So did you watch the Masters this weekend? Just, you know, as a surgeon and as a spectator?
I did. I'm an avid golfer. I was in Switzerland for most of the week, and I was able to get back on Sunday or on Saturday afternoon and watch all of a Sunday. And it was an incredible sight. I mean, following his success over the past year, last year in 2018 was already very, it was just amazing to me. And to think that he could withstand all of these amazing players that are on tour that are really shooting for number one, to be able to do that with a spine fusion on the largest stage. It was really entertaining. I'll never forget this weekend for sure.
We are talking to Dr. Sue. He is a orthopedic surgeon at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. And I'm curious because as, you know, as a scientist, as a surgeon, as somebody who, you know, is now watching the work that you do on this sort of international stage, it has to be kind of awe-inspiring as well, because you're in there in the trenches doing the work, saving lives, improving people's lives. And to see it like this is sort of spectacular.
It is a privilege to be able to do what I do, to have patients who will allow me to use skills to make their pain better. And I thank God every day for having this opportunity to do that. But you're absolutely right, Patty, that the many things that we do, though, need data and need folks to look at how people have come or how success has been reached with certain situations. And for years, we had been talking about how professional athletes did after spine surgery just through anecdotes, through stories. There really was no data for at least, you know, 3 or 4 decades while we tried to predict how somebody did after a spine surgery. And my research group was able to culminate all of this data starting about 10 years ago. And now we have this largest database of professional athletes who have had some type of orthopedic surgery, and spine surgery will be one of those procedures. So we can actually study how folks do after a procedure or an injury, plug in, you know, their age, their demographic, their position, their sport, and then be able to predict, you know, how they do after this type of treatment. And as we talked about earlier, we had an N of zero or a sample size of zero for golfers who had fusion. So really we didn't have no data in that situation, but certainly this now N of one or sample size of one really helps us have a very promising prognosis for folks who are in Tiger Woods' situation.
I have to ask, where are you from originally, Dr. Sue?
I grew up in Wisconsin, right outside the Green Bay area. I am of Chinese American and Taiwanese American descent, traveled all over before I've been to Chicago, and now I've lived in Chicago for the last 10 years.
Well, I was wondering where you grew up, because I wanted to know what drew you to, now that I know that you grew up in Wisconsin, was it watching the Green Bay Packers run into each other full force and want to be involved in keeping their spines, you know, healthy?
Of course. been an avid sports fan my entire life, and then when I was given the privilege of performing orthopedic surgery or being able to conduct this as my career, this was certainly one of my goals, was to combine some interests as well as my career and to be able to help people.
It's incredible work that you're doing, and I'm so grateful that you were able to join us so late. I don't know what your hours are like. Am I keeping you up past your bedtime?
A little bit, but it's a pleasure to be on your show and to be speaking to you about such an important topic.
Well, is there a website where people can learn more about the work that you guys do at Northwestern Memorial?
Yeah, absolutely. My website is nwspine.org, and it takes it to a little sort of description of what we do as a research group on a clinical practice level, and the things that we have planned for the future.
Outstanding. Well, we look forward to hearing all the great work that you're doing, continue to do at Northwestern, and we'd love to have you on the show again when your schedule allows.
Thank you so much, Patty. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Our pleasure. Have a great night. Get to sleep. Go. You have work to do in the morning. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Have a great night.
You too. Thank you. More after this on 720 WGN.